All right, here we go. Another tier list, big tournament coming up, US Championships. Defending the title at the US Championships. You got your third last year, now you're gunning for the fourth. Big event, very strong actually. It might be the strongest in history with everybody that's coming along.
Undoubtedly.
So let's discuss that. We're going to do a small tier list. We're going to take each player and put them into very interesting categories. So let's start with Christopher Yu. In the open section, we're going to do both the women's and the open section. Let's start with the open section. Christopher Yu.
Yeah, so he's played the US Championship before. And he's a dangerous player. I would put him... Because I'm not sure if I'm going to actually put anyone in bad time. Like, I don't know if I'm actually going to put anyone in that lowest tier. I think that he's in survival mode. But I don't think I would put him lower than that. Just because he's played in the US Championship and not done badly, and he has openings, he can calculate well, he has some good qualities. I mean, he's definitely not a serious contender to like win it, let's say, but survival mode, I think, is reasonably fair.
He did dominate juniors. Before that, he had a period of inactivity a little bit. So lots of players and lots of people were asking, hey, where's Christopher Yu? But he came back, and he came back strong. So, you would put him in survival or bad time?
Probably survival mode. I wouldn't necessarily... I actually don't think I'm going to put anyone in bad time. But
interesting.
If you want to overrule that, I'm okay with
it. I might have some ideas for bad time, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay. We'll get started with survival mode. Chris, for you. Next, Abhimanyu Mishra. He's the wild card. Obviously, a player that has done quite well in the past. He played, I believe, only once, and he did really well.
He scored a plus score last year.
He got the third place. Okay, maybe he didn't get the medal on tiebreaks, but he tied for third.
He was in a plus. I mean, I beat him in the penultimate round, and if not for that, yeah, he could have fought for maybe second place. He beat Shanklin last time. He beat Levon last time. He may have won another game, too. I assume he did, but... yeah, overall, he's a very talented player. I still think that I don't expect him to go a plus score again. I'm still putting him in survival mode. I think just because he's so motivated, bad time is probably not where I'd put him. Somewhere in the middle could be more likely than bad time, but I still want to put him in survival mode just because he is outrated by basically everyone.
I feel the same. I think he should definitely join Christopher in survival mode. A wonder Liang. He's been on the uprise. I think he gained about 50 rating points last year. Definitely been farming a lot of the open tournaments, playing quite well, really, really quite well. But he hasn't had the experience at the top level yet. He's played the US Championship before.
Twice,
yes. Where would you put him?
I'm going to put him somewhere in the middle. So I think that could be a little bit optimistic for him.
I was going to go with bad time.
Yeah, again, I
don't see anybody else.
Do that.
I don't see anybody else. And I will explain my idea behind bad time. Obviously, he's a very strong player, but I do not see him compete very often with the top level players. So that shock of competition, I think, might strike him and might strike him hard. And I do believe that he just graduated university, or he's about to graduate university. So he's still has that other, you know, let's say distraction that would potentially
but
get him.
Like, one of the advantages these days is that if you don't have so much time to work on chess, just the fact that like engines are so strong really helps you. Mm. So he's not going to get like really bad positions from the opening if he does work, even just during the tournament, most likely, even if he hasn't prepared much beforehand. So taking out like any serious opening issues, I think he's a pretty resilient player.
He's very, very good. Very good.
I don't know. I would go for somewhere in the middle. I might put someone in bad time.
You have some ideas in bad time.
Well, I'm not going to put him in bad time.
Because I was going to put him in bad time. But if you want to go, look, I'll follow you on this one if you have somebody else in mind. We need to
I think
fill that bad
he's
time.
Never had, he's never had a bad one yet. I think in 2016 he played, or... Yeah, 2016, and I think that was when he was very young, and I think he did not so badly.
No.
And in 22, I think he actually did quite well.
Yeah, 50% I think he scored.
So I don't see this, and that was, I mean, he's probably stronger now, So I don't see this as an unlikely pick.
Sure. Okay.
Of course, anyone could have a bad tournament, and maybe the people we just listed are more likely to have a bad tournament. But I would be more comfortable with this placement.
Perfect. All right, Grigory. Do you want to take this one, or should I take this one? Yeah, he's our boy, obviously.
Yeah, I work with him a lot.
And was my student at Mizzou, now an alumni of Mizzou, making his debut at the U.S. Championships. So this one is going to be interesting. Hasn't played as much recently. Has been on somewhat of a downswing, but not that big. He's been very stable for the last few years, around 26, 60. I think he was close to 26, 80 at one point, but lost some rating points. Nevertheless, he's extremely stable in general. That's one of his trademarks.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with somewhere in the middle.
I think that's fair. I mean, he's a very correct player, so he plays proper chess. He's knows a lot, is well prepared. To beat him is very difficult. And so I don't see him as like a serious underdog against anyone in any particular game. To actually rack up wins might be a challenge. So it could be a fair placement.
Let's see. Somewhere in the middle. We're not very controversial so far.
Not really.
Sam Shanklin, former U.S. champion, 2018 U.S. champion. You actually had a good run alongside him in that one. I think you finished plus four, he finished plus five. Something like that.
No, even better. He was plus six, I was plus five.
Oh my goodness.
He had a tremendous performance in 2018.
Yeah.
So he is a US champion. The only, I think there's only been only three players in this tournament. He's one of them, Wesley and myself, who have been US champion.
Yes.
So yeah, he's very capable, but he's not at his best. So I'm going to go out on a limb and put him in bad time. That's
Shanking bad time. Okay.
I mean, I could be very off on
that's this. Gonna be controversial.
This is a bit of a
I like it. Okay.
a strong opinion.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. Part of it is just because I want to put someone in bad time.
We need to put somebody in bad time.
So someone has to go there. So
don't take it personal.
Well, you can if you want.
You can, yes. Ray, your teammate.
I'll just say one reason why. Like, he hasn't been at his best recently, and I think that his confidence has dropped a bit. And he can make very shaky decisions. I played him a lot. He can play extremely good proper chess. But if he's not in good form, he can also make very shaky decisions. Not like terrible, terrible stuff, but stuff that could lead you into trouble against. And everyone in this tournament is strong, so there's definitely, if you're not in good shape, plenty of ways that you can get in trouble.
Yes. Sounds good. Sounds like a very decent analysis. Ray Robson, your teammate at the Olympiad. Actually, we will have a lot of your teammates at the Olympiad in this tier list. Where would you put him?
I'm more leaning towards fight for podium. It's between that and somewhere in the middle. The thing is, like, Ray is experienced. The only reason I would not put him in fight for podium is because he hasn't had the best form in the Olympiad, for example. But he didn't play so many games. It's not super indicative. And he definitely worked a lot during that tournament, both for his games and also with other players for their games.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
He's well prepared at his like best, then he's definitely a guy who can compete with the best players in the tournament and in the world, because we do have some of the best players in the world here. So I wouldn't say title contender. I'd more go fight for podium than somewhere in the middle. That would be my...
I think so too. I think so too. For that particular reason that you just mentioned, the fact that he worked a lot. Like, normally, without knowing that, I would have put him in somewhere in the middle. But if you're saying that he actually worked a lot, I know how that usually works. And it generally, whenever you have this period of working a lot, you gain, you know, gain strength in the following events.
Yeah, I think, like, also the tier lists, the categories are a bit hard to say. Because it's like, fight for podium could also be a title. Like, you are... If you're fighting for second place, then very often you're fighting for first place.
Yes.
So it's definitely a bit vague in that sense.
But title, you know, title is the title, you know, like that's...
No, I understand that, but like very often...
That's a big fight for the title.
You, like the difference between first and second, could even be a tie. or it could be half a point.
Yes.
So it's very close. It's usually, and in an 11-round tournament, half a point can be just a tiny, tiny difference in one game, right? So it's a bit vague in that sense, but like I wouldn't be shocked if he were fighting for first place, but more likely I would see him end around that, like, top places rather than first place. If, of course, yeah, we've seen that Sam won with the dominant score once. It could easily happen that someone like Ray also has an amazing tournament and mm-hmm. runs away with things too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think this is a fair placement.
Lanier, how did you feel his form is right now? Because I think this is one of the more important aspects around him. He hasn't been very active, obviously. He's been trying perhaps to preserve some of his rating, not playing a lot of open events and not having the opportunities as much this past year to play closed events. Where would you put him?
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to go fight for podium.
Which is a bit
of an underestimation of Lanier, for sure, so that's, I maybe have to explain it a bit. I think there's a few factors why I'm not going to put him in the top tier, because he is, like, equal rating to Levon to
yes.
Wesley.
Yes.
More or less. All around, like, 27, 40 to 50 in that range.
Super solid, yes.
Yeah, so close to top 10 in the world player, right? A few reasons why. One is what you mentioned, that he hasn't been super active recently. And so he did play in the Olympiad, but before that, you wouldn't even remember the last classical tournament, pure classical tournament he played. It might be the U.S. Championship.
Yeah.
Or was it Singfield Cup after the U.S. Championship last year? So it's like, he played U.S. Championship, Singfield Cup.
Well, so he also played Siege, but he only
yeah, but
played
that I don't count
five
because,
rounds.
Yeah, it wasn't a full tournament.
And that was basically...
He played American Cup, but that's a mix yeah. of... most of it was rapid, so... but yeah, you can count the tournaments that he's played in the last year on one hand.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of lack of experience, and also in terms of openings, he's extremely well prepared, very knowledgeable. But to actually fight for wins these days, when people are all so well prepared and he's a little bit on the more predictable side opening wise, it's going to be tough to create chances. He will create chances in some games, but I don't know if he'll create chances in like how many games you need to actually win the tournament. So. It's between this and title contender, but yeah, it's maybe a bit of a strong pick to put him below the top tier, but okay, I think it's also not too unfair.
Entering the top five, let's go with Sam Sevion.
What's your opinion?
I want to go with fight for podium, but again, the same thing about Sam as with Lanier, he hasn't been very active in the last year. I don't remember the last time I saw him play. And he's been on a bit of a downswing. Generally, I would put Sam in fight for podium just for the simple fact that he's such a good fighter in general. And I think he's mature enough right now. He's played enough of these championships to understand generally what he has to do, how to preserve energy, how to understand his emotions throughout the event and keep them in check. So generally I would go for fight for podium with Sam.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to say because Sam is a player who I very rarely create chances against, so we have just a lot of draws and he's very well prepared. So I do struggle sometimes to create real chances against him. And he generally calculates very well. Like at his best, I would consider him more or less close to an elite level player. But somehow, when he's not playing me, then he very often like has some rather poor games, and I'm like thinking like, okay, what's going on? Yeah, obviously he has a very high level cap, but just sometimes the results are not there for whatever reason, and I don't even know why that is. But there is a reason. There's always a reason, right?
What's the time control?
I should know this.
It's not 1 hour and 30.
Misha, you have to look it up.
We have a producer. Mr. Producer. we need help with this. But okay. So
we'll get on that. So I'm going to put him, again, you can overrule this, controversially, somewhere in the middle. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he fights for first place.
I'll go fight for podium.
Okay.
I'll overrule you on this one. Doesn't happen very often, but I'll take it. Big Levon.
Yeah, I think clearly title contender. I think it would be silly not to put him there. He was in good shape in Olympiad. He's regained his form. And the thing is, like, yeah, if he plays badly, if he's in bad shape, then he can have a really bad tournament, like last US Champs. But if he's in, like, normal shape for himself, then he's just a clear, like, fighter for a title. So, yeah, that I would definitely put him in top tier.
Title contender. Beautiful. Hans. He's making his return to the US Championship and the St. Louis Chess Club for the first time this year. A lot of people, obviously, are very excited about that. What do we think of Hans? How do we think he will handle the pressure of playing once again?
Okay, you take this one to start.
Louis. Okay. I'm going to go... This might be controversial. Obviously, he's in extremely good shape right now. He's been playing very good chess. But I feel like the pressure is going to get to him. I feel like perhaps the result in Paris sapped away some of his confidence. So I'm going to go with somewhere in the middle.
You're going to get butchered for this opinion.
You think so?
I was more like going either... Yeah, I think it's either title contender or somewhere in the middle. I don't know if there's an in-between for him. I don't know if he's in the second tier. He's either in the first tier or in the third tier.
Wow.
I can leave the choice to you.
So you're...
Well, are we going to make... Or do we want to make the internet angry or do we want to make them happy? If you put him in the top tier, internet's very happy.
Third tier,
internet's very angry.
What if we put him in fight for podium?
No, this is a cop-out. You have to do either one or three.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Let's go with three. Wesley.
Title contender.
He's won
the US Championship three times. I don't think we need to explain it too much.
And
I'll leave it to you. You can.
Okay.
I won't even say anything. You can just put me where you want.
I think this one is fairly easy, fairly straightforward. I'm going to have to put you in title contender. You've been a title contender for pretty much every single year you've played in. And we do have the format right now. The time control is 40 moves in 90 minutes. So 90 minutes for 40 moves. 30 minutes extra for the remainder of the game with a 30-second increment from move one.
That's so for standard.
Very standard.
Yeah, very standard. I'm kind of happy with it compared to some of the other weird ones that we've had. I like this. It's not too slow, which sometimes it just drags on. It's
yes.
Reasonable time control. I don't know if it favors anyone in particular, but I'm happy with the time control.
It's also a beautiful shape we've created with our tier list. It's almost like
either a P or an F.
How do you see this one? This is an F, right?
If that's what you see, then...
Okay, women's U.S. Championships. Here we go. 12 top contender in the United States. Top contenders in the United States. We'll start with... Anna Zatonsky.
Did you just do that randomly, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I added this one... Not in rating order like I did for the previous one. And I think I made some mistakes in the previous one as well. So I'm sure the internet will crucify me for it. But we'll do this one a bit randomly. Anna Zatonsky.
Yeah, so I think that Anna, at her peak, is probably the strongest among the players. She peaked around 25, 30 something, somewhere around there. She's not a grandmaster, but... She's
very close.
She has two norms, and she's gotten the rating, so just one norm left. But she's been over 2,500. I don't know, between her and Irina, definitely they've been like the best players in the country. But honestly, she hasn't had good performances in a long time. I'm going to maybe somewhat controversially put her in bad time.
She does have huge problems with her time management.
Yeah, this is a clear weakness.
This is a huge problem.
Always time trouble, which means that you can't really control the games. Even if you play well, time trouble is just getting things out of control. So, but I'm okay with survival mode.
Okay, I think we should give her the benefit of the doubt. Survival mode, I don't see her anywhere over that, just for the simple fact, as you just mentioned, she's been a bit shaky.
Mm-hmm.
A bit shaky, and a second big weakness is the time management. Next one. Let's go with Rose Adwell.
I don't know her as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that she's very young. I don't even know how young, but
she's around 14, I believe.
Yeah. 16.
We're being told
Producers.
16.
Producer set. 15.
15. 15. Okay. 15. Rose Adler. 15
15?
years of
Okay, it's
age.
definitely her first US championship. She's a new player. I think she's must be quite talented.
She
But
is. She is very good. Yes.
I bad time. That's what I'm just like first US championship, lack of experience, very young age.
Okay,
That's my instinct.
I
And
was
also I
actually
think
going to go somewhere in the middle, but I'll go
but
with
her
you on
rating
this one.
is a bit lower than the average. Yeah, maybe 100 points lower than the average, somewhere around there.
Might be, yes.
So to put her somewhere in the middle with no experience and 100 points below the average,
Bad
it's
times.
possible. But no, I mean I hope she does well. I don't know if I'm confident enough in that.
Atoussa Purkashyan. I think this is her second US
Yeah.
championships. US Women's Championships. She's done fairly decent last time, if I remember correctly. Wasn't in the fight for a podium at any point, but she was doing fairly well. Where would we rank her on this one?
I would maybe say somewhere in the middle. I don't know. It's either that or survival mode.
I think survival mode. Survival mode?
Yeah, I think
We're
that's
being
fair.
rough.
I think that's
Okay.
fair. It might be rough, but I
This
think
is a
that's
bit
fair.
rough, yes, but let's put her in. Let's be controversial. Talia Cervantes.
She's played a few.
Yes.
She's I think around 2300, which is close probably to the average.
She lost a lot. I think right now she's
Okay.
closer to 2200.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we should go with trends in general. Like I was tempted to put her in the middle. Trends are usually a good indicator though of what's going to happen in the future. Like we saw at the Olympiad, right?
Yes.
I would still maybe go somewhere in the middle because I think she's done well in other US championships and it's her hometown, for as far as I know. She's a student.
You are actually right. She's still 2300.
Yeah, let's go somewhere. I think that's very fair. I don't know if I would see her fighting for the top spots, but I mean, she's a quality player,
And
so.
speaking of trends, this is what I remembered. In April, she was 2219.
Oh,
So
okay.
right now she's 2300.
Okay, you
She's
know,
coming back
yeah,
strong.
actually, maybe that's to me that maybe says that she could fight for higher spots in the middle. I'm okay with somewhere in the middle, that's a safe one. If you want to go a bit controversial, I'm okay with fight for
Let's go
podium.
fight for podium. Why not? Let's go for it. Let's give
Are we
her a
going to
good
put anyone in
chance.
the middle?
We're getting
Because
there.
now we're getting to like the highest rated players at some point, and is anyone going to be in the middle? Someone has to be in the middle.
Someone will be in the middle. Okay.
That is the nature of middles. Although sometimes there's no middle.
Megan Lee.
Survival mode. So the thing is, I don't know if she plays very actively. I know she's played a bunch of US championships, but that's just one tournament a year. I don't know if she's super active. She's one of the lowest rated players in the tournament.
Can I put her in bad time and switch Rose to somewhere in the middle?
Mean, I think this is a bit controversial to put Rose so high, but if you want to. If you
I
want
just have a good feeling about Rose.
to. Okay.
I have a good feeling
I'll
about
trust your
Rose.
feeling.
All right. Also, we need to have somebody
And you realize that nobody
somewhere
else is going in the middle.
in the middle. Okay. Irina. It's gonna be
Title
Irina Krush.
contender, yeah. She's always fighting for
That one
first
is
place.
easy, yeah.
Not always, but so often. I mean, she's won like eight of them. The one where Jennifer, you won in 22, Irina was like one move away basically from winning that tournament as well. So I don't know. It would be crazy not to put her in title contender just with her record.
I think she goes for that. Jennifer Yu, speaking of American champions, twice. But and she's actually always performing very well in this competition, but trends-wise, not doing tremendously
Yeah, I
well.
don't know because like she's won two of them. That's a lot.
Yes.
But she's also one of the lower rated players in the tournament, which is a bit strange. So if we count the amount of players who have actually won this US championship, it's Irina, Anna, Jennifer, Nazi, Begum.
No.
Oh, sorry,
Never
Begum.
won it.
Carissa, yep.
She got close to it, but never won it.
Carissa. So it's, she's one of the ones who's won it more than once. I don't know. I would maybe put her in fight for podium, despite the rating, but it could be one of those situations where she fights for like top spots, or she has a really bad event.
I'll go with you on this one. Fight for podium. Tatev Abrahamian.
Yeah, she's one of the most experienced players in the tournament.
She's been close.
Anna Irina, the third most experienced, for sure. She's been very close on more than one occasion. Maybe at least three occasions she's been like a step away from winning.
Yes. Podium many times. I think she's had quite a few podiums.
A very fair one would be fight for podium. I think that would be a very fair placement. But
should we believe in Tatev and go for title contender on this one?
Let's do it. I mean, it's also very possible that she fights for the top spot.
There's a lot of experience. She's bringing a lot of experience.
The thing is, like, we might actually get a very busy title contender, because a lot of the players left are the highest rated in the tournament.
That is true. That is
so
true.
So we might have like everyone as a title contender. Yeah, let's put her in title contender.
Nazi Paikidze.
I'm going to put her in fight for podium, although she has won the US Championship before, so she could be a title contender. I see her as one of the classier players in the tournament, with a pretty stable repertoire that she knows. But title contender, I'm not sure. I think fight for podium.
I cannot put her on title contender.
Yeah, I think she's not as active as other players.
That's the thing.
That's one thing. But she has been more active than in some past years, right, where she was even skipping the US Championship.
I think she's just playing the US Championships. I think she's playing one.
I'm okay with fight for podium.
I would go with that one as well, yes. Again, she's doing a lot of commentary, so she's around chess. She's watching games, she's calculating, but she's not really competing very often.
No, I think this is a reasonable position. Like, the thing is, you have fight for podium with two US champions there. But again, we can't put everyone in title contender, right?
Begim. She's been so close.
Yeah.
So many times. Twice. She has been a whiskers away from finishing top. Including
last year. How was her Olympiad?
Not amazing, but she did get a couple of very big victories. She defeated Ukraine 24-70 or something like that, and she defeated India.
You know, maybe you take this one. I'm it's definitely top two spots, but I'm not sure which one. So I think you take this decision.
I think I'm gonna go with fight for podium. She's gonna hate me for it, but I'm gonna put her in fight for podium for the simple fact, once again, that I feel trends wise, even though, I mean, she's so good. Look, if anybody, I mean, she's such a fighter. It's very difficult for me not to see her as a title contender.
She's played once before, only once, yeah.
The US Championships?
Did she play in 22?
Many times, yeah, yeah. I think this is her third year.
Okay, so she played in 22. Well, how did she do in 22? Second place.
No, this is her fourth year.
No,
2021, I think she played 2021.
No, she didn't.
Are you sure?
2021?
She got second in her first one that she participated in. She got second last year. And then she had a year where she wasn't fighting for anything.
Are you mixing this up with American Cup, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
but
I could be wrong.
Maybe I am mixing things up.
I mean, she played American Cup in 22 for sure. She played US Championship in 22 for sure.
She's knocking at the door.
21 though, I don't think so, because that was a pandemic year. Was she here in that pandemic year?
No, for sure. She was here. Yeah,
as a US
sure.
citizen?
She had a green card.
I mean, not US, but like US Federation?
Yeah, well...
Producer.
Well, we have a producer, but producer is a bit lazy. I think he's playing chess.
Producer is playing chess. What kind of producer is that?
The producer is not
useless
lazy.
Producer.
It's kind of useless.
95% of producers are just useless.
It's okay. Let's go with... I'm going to go with title contender. You know what? I'm going to bite the bullet.
Okay, so we're going to have...
We're going to have to put
we're
everybody...
We're going to have a lot of title contenders.
Yes. I think we do. Carissa Hipp.
Yeah, Carissa should be a title contender. I mean, she was so good at Olympiad. She's the highest rated. It would be... Or either her or Alice are the highest rated. I don't know. So
Carissa right now.
Yeah.
After the Olympiad, for sure. She gained 40 rating points.
And she hasn't won one, yeah? Is that correct? Or she's won
she's,
one.
She's won, won one.
Oh, yeah. She won last year, right?
Yes.
She's the reigning champion.
Yes.
Yeah, we interviewed her after.
Yes.
She's the reigning champion. She's the highest rated, maybe. Our producer lost a chess game. It's terrible. That's what happens.
Having a rough time.
When you don't do your job.
Having a rough time.
No, I think Carissa, yeah.
She's a strong.
Yeah, I think it would be silly not
I will
to
even put her the top, like right here. The closest.
Oh, are we actually doing that
the
in some kind of order? I didn't realize
contender.
that was in order. Okay.
Alice Lee. It's not. I just created this new order right now.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Lee.
Yeah, she's also a title contender.
To be honest, I would put her next to Carissa.
Yeah, I think that they, like, objectively, we should say that Carissa, Alice, and Irina are probably on paper favorites, and with good reason. So, I don't. Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I mean, definitely Alice and Carissa should be in the top spot for like title contender. Just by the numbers, it would be silly to do anything else.
Beautiful. There you have it, guys. Our tier list for the US Championships, which starts either today or tomorrow, depending on where we're going to, when we're going to post this video. Nevertheless, let us know whether you like this, whether you agree with us, whether you disagree with some of our picks in the comments below. And we will see you guys in the next one. Fabi, good luck.
Thank you.